welcome to Carlton Media's AFLW Game Changers podcast. I'm Asha Dhoni, and with me today, assistant coach Scotty Gowans, but a big welcome back to Gab Pound. Gab, what do we owe the pleasure? What have you been up to the last couple of
weeks?
Where
have you been?
Woohoo, I'm back, baby. Yeah, just been on placement for the past couple of weeks in the ambulance, so I wouldn't have been back in time to do the potty, unfortunately, but I'm happy to be back.
Priorities, Scott. What do you think about that when you talk to the girls?
It's unbelievable. I mean, commitment. What's going on? Braz had to step in. She did a good job too. You're lucky we actually let you in.
We do want to thank Braz for her special efforts over the last couple of weeks. We're a little bit shattered. We got Gab back, but that's all right. We'll try and deal with that in today's podcast.
Braz is a bit of a joker. I'll give her a little head knuckle.
Well, obviously, we're laughing now, but not the result on the weekend. We needed a big win against the Dockers. We needed to boost our percentage. That was the talk of the town last week, but obviously heading into the game, the result was a different story. Freo players such as Cara Donnellan had other things on their mind. Talk us through it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't come away with the win. The girls were obviously pretty upset about that. But yeah, Freo were just too good in the day.
Yeah, I agree with that. They played really well. We thought our preparation was pretty good, but when it came down to it, we had a few things not go our way, but it was no excuses. Fremantle really were the better team on the day.
We always like to make it a little bit tough on ourselves, and we've talked about the importance of having a strong start before, and Fremantle unfortunately had that on the day. Second quarter was a little bit different though. Invesio and Davey obviously tried to turn the tables on that. What was the talks at quarter time? Obviously Freo just came out of the woodworks at the start, 3 goals straight quite early.
Yeah, it was no good in the first quarter. A few minor errors led to a quick 3 goals, which put us down a bit. But we came back, but just couldn't take it in the end.
Yeah, I think Damo spoke at quarter time to the girls about we've been in this place before and keep composure and just start playing the footy that we know we can play. But to their credit, Fremantle's tackling pressure was right up and they just didn't allow us any time and space, and we just couldn't get anything flowing our way.
And obviously, again, not going to plan, we had another injury in Hardiman. Can we have an update on how her ankle is going, or are we allowed to speak about the update?
The injury is quite similar to Nat Plain, so it's a pretty serious injury, so she'll be out for a bit of a chunk of the VFL season.
I think it's maybe about a little bit of the way through.
So obviously she won't be playing this weekend.
Yeah, no, she's out. So Danny's a big loss. She's been a really big part of the back line. It seems all the injuries have been to our defensive system.
Yeah, it's so insane. They was at six major injuries to the back line.
And it's really we've lost our interceptors and our run-off back. So the positive is, though, we've been able to find a few players that can play down that way, and Elle Downey's found a new trick to her bow, so she's been able to come down back and help out instead of just having to play ruck all the time. Gab hasn't gone down there yet, but maybe this week.
Oh, maybe.
Gab likes the goals too much.
Yeah, I like the goals too much.
Likes celebrations.
Yeah.
With obviously travelling, we haven't had good luck travelling yet, or we haven't had a win on the road as yet. Scotty, do you think that equates to anything? Would we change anything up next season possibly?
Not that we can put our finger on. The Perth trip felt fairly rushed in that we went the day before. A lot of the players have spoken about how hard it was and the time difference and everything like that, the heat. But yeah, that's no excuse. It's just a fact of the way it is. The Adelaide was a little bit different again, but I don't know that made any difference to the performance. You've got to be mindful that these girls have got jobs and things to do as well. So a lot of them had to work the day before, so it's very difficult to go over the day before. I know Collingwood did it. They got over there a little bit earlier and then spent the day after there as well. But I think that's actually too long. So it's just a matter of finding that balance that fits in with what the players that you drafted are doing in their lives.
And it does make it hard when you, like you said, you do have, you know, jobs, or the girls have uni, so to work it around that is a little bit tough. Like, obviously they've had quite a few concerts there before, they had a game there the night before, and then you girls, you know, obviously on front stage after that. How was the surface?
The ground was in pretty good nick, actually. I didn't mind it. It was quite bouncy and dry, so I did like it.
But more often than not, you're looking forward to playing on Icon Park this weekend against Brisbane Lions.
Oh, yeah, I love this bloody ground. It's just so – it's real nice, lush and green.
Yeah, it'd be good to get home and last opportunity to play in front of the home fans, and because even if we do happen to sneak into the grand final, it'll be away up in Brisbane. So, yeah, so last weekend for us.
Last weekend for all members and fans to check out the girls in their final game in Victoria. It is free for all to come one, come all, make a big day out of it. The game against Brisbane, like you said, it is a must win. We still have a slim chance to make the grand final. Talk us through what has to go right for us to get there.
You do this, Gav, you're a mathematician. Go.
All right, so you know, I've calculated everything and all that. I'm such a smart cookie. Nah, Damo told me just before. but yeah, a few things have to go our way. Melbourne and Adelaide have to lose, and we have to kick a few goals, and Brisbane have to kick only two goals. So, got to try and tear it up.
So, how many goals do you have to kick, Gab? Did you work that out?
About a bag. A bag. I'll give one to Darcy, maybe. Oh. Maybe Sheila. She's been a good girl, but. Yeah, I'll kick it back.
So it's all on your shoulders, Gab. Fingers crossed. Speaking of Brisbane, obviously they are undefeated, as we know. It's all been about the line so far. Who do we have to look out for? Have you played with any of the girls, Gab, or Scotty? Have you come across any of them in your time?
Obviously the big names, Taylor Harris and Sabrina Traub.
Yeah, they rely on those two predominantly. We've got a few youth girls that are pretty good as well with Randall that's come up to senior footy. But they're actually fairly well matched. They're actually fairly evenly spread across the group, which is why they haven't lost a game.
There are two Victorians on their side, though. It happened to be from my club, Melbourne Uni, Caitlin Ashmore. She's quite fast, so looking to run her down. And also Nick Hildebrand, she's a real hard nut defender, so might cop a punch in the face while going up for a mark, but, you know, it's all smiles after the game.
But you won't punch her back, will you, Gab?
Oh, never. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Too honest for that. Obviously, like I said, it is the last chance for everyone to pop down and see you in Victoria. Brisbane did successfully get the home grand final. What is that like? I mean, it comes up as part of the talks, even with the standard AFL season, in that, you know, if West Coast, say, for example, is on top of the ladder, they should have their final at home. How big and historic, another kind of record breaker, I think, this year that the inaugural season has brought, is a Brisbane home grand final.
Yeah, you wouldn't have picked it.
It's really good because it just makes everything unpredictable.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of the competition, is that it's been so competitive amongst all the sides, really. And even the Bulldogs that are struggling down near the bottom, it's just, you know, we had a tough time against them. So I reckon it's been a very good first season. It'll be interesting to see if the AFL leave it as is or make some changes. But as far as the enjoyment of the games, from a spectator point of view, I reckon they've been pretty good.
How about from a player's point of view? Would you like to see anything brought into to next year's season if you could pick something in particular, Gab?
Not that I can think of.
Scotty?
I wouldn't mind seeing anti-congestion rules come in a little bit, just to open it up even a little bit more. And that'll give the forwards a better chance to shine, because there's some key forwards around the different teams. So I think that's one rule they could look at. And I suppose the other thing for me would just be the length of the quarters. I still feel they're a bit short. I know it's played in summer and it's hot. Gab probably doesn't want to go longer, but I just feel they're a bit short.
I reckon, yeah, if the quarters did go for longer, there are six on the bench, so we can get those, if we get those rotations right, I think we could work that very well.
And being that we love to finish strong as well, Scotty, gives us a couple of spare minutes off our sleep would be great. Obviously, this weekend is the last game, possibly for us, if we don't make it to Brisbane to play in the grand final. What does it look like for coaches in the following weeks? And Gab, how about for players?
So with the coaches, we'll go through a review process with the players. Each coach will do the girls that predominantly played in their line, give them feedback and get feedback, and then it'll be over to their, I suppose, their review as far as what they've done for the club. So which Damo and Bergs will do, the list manager. And, yeah, we'll go from there.
What happens in terms of that break now? So obviously you'll be able to have a bit of an end of season celebration. Then is it full back into the swing of, you know, the healthy eating, healthy watching, whatever goes into your mouth, including beer?
Oh, yeah, always healthy eating and everything like that.
As she looks at Scott with a wink wink. Yeah.
Always hydrating with beer. No, we'll have we have a few weeks off. A couple of the girls are going to New Zealand and a few holidays here and there. Maybe go to Bergs's Bali Villa. So
yes.
Have you heard about that?
No, but I'm waiting for the invite. That'll be great.
So am I.
Well, like I said, make a big day out of the game on the weekend. We are selling soft drinks, we're selling beers, whatever you like, we're selling meat pies. So it is free for all. So again, just make a day of it. It is obviously our Carlton women's team's final game in Victoria, taking on the undefeated Brisbane. Thanks for joining us again, and go the Blues.